Welcome to Off the Court, a show dedicated to making you the best version of yourself as a player and as a person. I'm Coach Jack, CEO and owner of Close the Gate Hoops. If you're trying to take your life and game to the next level, this is the podcast for you. Let's get it. What up, gatekeepers? Back at you with another episode of Off the Court. Today, we have an awesome topic that I think is extremely important that all gatekeepers listen to, because in this podcast, we're always talking about work, work, work. And we want you guys to know that it's not just all about that. We have to come back and have those rest days and rest periods to balance ourselves and the progress that we're going down. Coach Aaron did pick this topic. So Aaron, did you want to start out with why you picked this topic and what you really wanted to start out with for the majority of this podcast?
Yeah. So, you know, we constantly are preaching about chasing failure, things like that, where you're kind of going towards, you want to go down a route that's going to make you fail a lot, because that's how you're going to get better in the long run. And in doing that, you're going to start to fail easier, right? And you'll have these setbacks and drawbacks. Like if I were to give an example, like if you're lifting, right? When you're working out, you're breaking down your like body tissues, right?
Yep.
And the rest is, that's allowing you to rebuild that. And it's the same concept with your mind too. When you're constantly failing, it's hard to stay positive, obviously hard to stay on track, but those rest days allow you to mentally recover. I think that rest is huge, not only with your physical aspect, but also with your mental.
100%. And I think burnout is the first topic that we should talk about in terms of being relevant to that rest period and rest stages. Mm-hmm. Because burnout, basically what burnout is doing the same thing over and over again too many times, to the point where you don't like it anymore. So an example could be a one sport athlete being basketball, and all they do is basketball, basketball, basketball. And then the sport that they actually started to love, the same love isn't there anymore because of the burnout, right? Mm-hmm. Which is one thing I wanted to cover. I encourage all kids when they're growing up to do multiple sports, not only just to prevent burnout, but athletically as well. It can be really good for your body to practice different motor patterns, basically. So your body is doing different movements, which actually does translate to different mm-hmm. sports well. When if you only do basketball, you're only getting good at certain movements, right? So you don't really know what your body's capable of. But the reason that being a multi-sport athlete is so important from the burnout side is so that you keep that same love that you started with in the first place. What were you going to say, Aaron?
When you're doing different sports like that, from more of a physical aspect, you're working out different muscles that you didn't work out, that either you don't use in the other sport, right? So like the muscles that if I was running cross country that I wouldn't necessarily, or if I was playing basketball, I wouldn't necessarily use when I'm running cross country, things like that. And it kind of helps you build your overall strength.
100%. And I think a good example could be, let's say, hockey for a basketball player. You look at hockey and you think there's really not nothing that could translate from hockey to basketball, when in reality, hockey players need insane amount of balance to be able to skate so fast and stop on a dime, which could totally translate in terms of basketball and the balance we use in the game.
Yeah. A lot of things you don't think about like that, but yeah. So the other thing is, you know, people, when they're trying to improve, right? And especially some people have just like extreme work ethics, right? And we try to encourage that, right? We want to have a really good work ethic, but it's not just something that you change overnight. Like if you want to have a good work ethic, like I remember you talking about how you wanted, or you were trying to like do like some kind of like Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan workouts or something. And it's like those, you know, they have like, they've been doing that for years and years, and they're just like, you know, and eventually if you wanted to, if you really worked hard at it, like anyone could get to that point. Right. But it's like, it just can't change overnight, because it's like a skill that you can improve over time, just like anything else, you know?
Yeah. It's extremely important that the listeners understand that everybody's different. Right. Mm-hmm. So you can't copy the same workout that even I do, right, to start out, compared to me trying to do the Kobe workout, right? Because everybody's different. But the majority of you listening, 99% of you, you're going to need rest days and rest periods to grow, right? For an example, physically, an example could be, if we're always working like 7 days a week and we're working on basketball, our body isn't training at 100% then. So it's basically like you're on an average of 75% body-wise capacity that you're training, which in reality is a much slower growth than if you did 100 to 75% and then to 100, where you have really high load days and then really low load days, which is good for your body to recover. But then you can have workouts where you're going maximum effort, right? Maximum explosion, which is what allows us to be more explosive, jump higher, cut faster, things of that nature.
Definitely.
Which is why personally, what I do is normally Sundays, I like to take completely off if I can. Cause you have that same day, every single day of the week, that lets your body to rest. And then obviously have more explosion throughout the week.
And it can still be part of your like routine and stuff. Like it's still a super important aspect of like working towards your goals. Cause if you're not taking those rest days, you're definitely moving yourself further away from your goals because you know, you're actually hurting yourself more than you, are helping yourself. And that's the really dangerous thing about that is because a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you're thinking, oh, I'm working hard. I'm working really hard right now. But if you're not taking those, you know, those necessary rest days, you're hurting yourself.
100%. And I think it's really important to understand too, that there is rest mentally versus rest physically, right? Because what I used to do sometimes is I would create rest workouts where I could do shooting workouts on my rest day. So like I didn't do any jumping or cutting and things of that nature, which is really good physically, right? Like I'm doing the right things. I still have max explosion, but I'm not taking a rest mentally then those days either, right? So it's still basketball, 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 basketball. And mentally I'm getting worn out because there's nothing else, right? So that's what led to that burnout. So it's really good on those rest days that you kind of just do nothing related to what you're resting from, right? Mm-hmm. From a mental standpoint.
Yeah, I think something I struggled with is you always are trying to do more, right? And you're always like, you kind of think to yourself that you're not really giving yourself enough credit for all the things that you're accomplishing. And you're thinking, well, I can do more than this. I can do more than this, you know? And you take those rests, right? And you're like, God, I just took a nap. What am I like? I should have been doing this. I should have been doing studying, doing homework, something like that. But it's truly like, it's just for your health. You know, it's necessary. If you're tired, take, you know, rest. I was watching a video about this. So like people are trying to accomplish a task, right? And they're just burnt out completely mentally. And they'll reside to just procrastinating instead of like going on like TikTok or watching YouTube videos or something, rather than actually taking the real mental rest, because people think that that's rest right there, that the whatever you're doing, but it's not. It's still using your brain and your mental, like your energy and your brain.
Yep.
So if you're legitimately resting, right, which would be like, you know, stopping your brain from thinking so much about everything, right, that's going to help you out a lot more than, and it's going to make you more productive in the long run.
100%. And that's a great example of rest mentally versus rest physically. You got to make sure you're checking yourself, not only on the physical level, but the mental level too. And I think mental fatigue is really good that you brought that up. We talked about it on a podcast before, but a couple hundred years ago when judges were putting people in jail, do you remember this example?
I don't know if I do.
So they would line up these people that were going to be judged in front of the judge, right? And they had a way higher percentage chance of making it out of jail from the judge early in the morning because fatigue hasn't set in yet. And then later towards lunch, they've been doing it for like 3-4 hours. They weren't in as good of a mood, right? So they had a less chance of getting out of jail, which I think is a good example of mental fatigue. And this can also, this rest period and rest days can also be applied to productivity, which I've learned over the long haul because I'm obsessed with being productive and bettering myself. That you need rest periods throughout your day when you're trying to be as productive as possible so that you're even more productive, right? So I like to do things in either 60-minute or 90-minute chunks where I'll just do whatever I'm trying to do for that amount of time straight. And then I have a rest period, which a rest period for me could be watching a show or something. I used to, let's say last year when I started Close the Gate, I would just do literally productive things the entire day, like literally no rest whatsoever. And that would definitely get me burnt out, right? And my stress levels were higher. My mood was much lower, things of that nature, because I mentally, I didn't check out. And I probably was doing the same thing that those people in your example were doing, procrastinating more and thinking that I'm resting, right? When I'm actually not mentally checking out.
And it's cool because you can kind of tell there's like certain times that you feel more productive and you can like almost like schedule your rest, like, and plan out when you're going to rest. Like, cause like it's always around like 2 o'clock that I hit a wall of just like, I'm just dead. And that's a great time. If you're already tired, just go rest for a little bit, take a break from whatever you're doing. But then like, it's like, there's certain times where you can get a lot of stuff done right when you wake up. I feel like at least for me, and I've heard for a lot of people, that right when you wake up, you're a lot more productive, or right before you go to bed, things like that. But then there's like that little break in the middle of the day, which is a perfect time to just take a break.
No, I totally agree. And it took me so long to understand that things like watching TV can actually be beneficial when used correctly, right? Mm-hmm. So when I use it to rest mentally and physically, right, that keeps me in the right state of mind, right? Because I'm not getting burnt out from anything. But it's important that the people listening to this podcast are very self-aware of themselves and know where their stance is, right? So if you're a type of person that is does procrastinate a lot and is kind of lazy, this is not the stuff we're talking about right now is probably not something you should be focusing on, right? You should focus on some other podcasts and stuff we talked about and becoming more productive, right? Mm-hmm. But people that have found an obsession with work ethic and basically bettering themselves, this is a perfect example of how to maximize your growth more, is actually using rest to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing though, is with the people that would struggle with, you know, their work ethic, it's not about like, you can listen to our podcast and, but don't like just start comparing yourself to other people that have like more experience working on that right away. Because if you do that, you're going to, like we talked about earlier with the, you know, the Kobe Bryant example that I was talking about, like you can't just instantly become Kobe Bryant overnight. You got to work towards it. And a lot of people, they try to make these, and I'm guilty of this too, I was doing this for the longest time, try to make these huge changes in their life all at once. If you have a bunch of things in your life that you want to change, or you want to like, you know, improve on, and you try to do all of that at once, and you're trying to like just, you know, break through this giant wall right away, and you just keep pounding through this wall, it's like, that's going to cause the burnout and the exhaustion, and it's actually going to set you back further, because you become so unmotivated after that you just, you know, you don't follow through with what your goals are. But if you're like slowly chipping away at like all these goals, and you're like, you know, you're starting to improve on your work ethic, it's going to be like compound growth too, because your work ethic is going to improve along with that.
No. And the saying that I thought of when you were talking about that, Aaron, was progress over perfection. And I think perfection and rest can go hand in hand sometimes, because when we are resting, we're thinking that we're wasting time when we're actually not. But when we focus on that progress over progression, we know that we can't do everything overnight. We know that we can't fix a million things with ourselves at one time, but we know that we can slowly build over time these positive attributes that eventually in the long run are habits, right? It's all about building habits in terms of changing yourself that you can use in the future, right? Doing things without thinking.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
And that's what I've noticed recently that I've been doing is I'm like looking up all, or I'm doing a bunch of research on different ways to improve in certain areas. And then like, my mind is so full of all these different things that I want to try to do. Right. And it's so hard to apply those all at once and try to, you know, remember everything that I have to do, which the notebook helps with that, you know, writing stuff down helps with that. But like, it's so hard to just remember to do every single little thing that I learn. And there's like so many things that I've learned that I want to like, you know, try out, but it's about that slow progression that is really going to be the most effective way for me to improve.
Going off what you said, Aaron, a lot of that has to do with burnout, right? When we're becoming with so many thoughts in our head and we get overwhelmed almost, a good step that we can take with that is called brain dumps. And basically what that is putting all your thoughts down on paper and then organizing your thoughts on that paper, because it's a lot easier to organize things when you can see it than actually doing it in your own head, which allows us to be burnt out and overwhelmed.
It's like these little steps. And it's, I agree totally that it's about building those habits. And there's things like, if you just start to create these little changes in your life, everything will kind of fall into place. And then you'll start to see these actual big breakthroughs where you're like, wow, like I can't believe that I came from this to this, like in just this small amount of time. But it's all because of those, it's that compound growth that I was talking about, because you'll start to see the bigger growth once the work ethic comes along with it and the habits come along with it. And if you have all these good habits, they'll start to apply it to other aspects of your life. So you'll start improving in those ways, those other ways that you wanted to too, even if you were working on this part, right? And that's what I think is super cool about it.
And I think a good real life example for me, and I know we're getting a little off topic with the compound effect, but is running your own business. I remember when I first started and I felt like, man, there are so many things I have to learn in terms of growing a business and running a business. But now I sit here a year later and I feel like I know a ton of core values of how to grow the business. And that's all because I was learning it in the first place. So that's a good example of the compound effect over time. I'm from now looking back a year from now, I'm like, wow, I'm really glad I went through that year, 'cause now I know all this stuff. Right. Yeah. But it doesn't set in until a long period of time, that compound effect of that slow growth.
Mm-hmm. I think the important part about the compound effect in terms of like what why we're talking about on this podcast is that it's all not possible without these like rest periods. And it's not possible if we get to burn out, you know, because that's how you burn out, is if you're trying to, rather than following along with the compound effect, you're trying to just, you know, get there in as soon as you possibly can without even thinking about what you're doing.
Yes. And I think it's important. I mentioned a little bit, but just realize that everybody is different. So the amount of rest that you're going to need versus somebody else, it's going to be different, right? So the only way we can figure that out is through experience. And through my experience, I found explosion wise, one day on Sunday is good for me. And then I can still work out as many times as I need to throughout the day. But for the people on YouTube, they'll be able to see this, but the people on the podcast, you can't. But I drew a graph. Okay. So if we know what the X and Y axis is, the X axis is time and the Y axis is performance, right? And it looks like this, what do you call that? Parabola upside down. Is that what it's called in math? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like a U shape. So if you start in the bottom of the graph between performance and time, it's at zero, right? Because they're both at zero, if you can see that. Right. And so over time, our performance is increasing. And when we get to this middle part of time, right, when this perfect combination of rest and time, we're at maximum performance. But then when we go past rest and without rest, performance declines almost back to zero. You see how that works? Yeah. So that's a perfect example of how not to get burnt out, to use rest with time.
Yeah. And it's just about optimizing it. It's about, you know, creating that balance and finding that balance. And then I'm sure what that, you know, the way to find that is just through trial and error. Like you just kind of got to figure out what works for you and how you can, you know, start to get better. But with that, it's probably easy to fall into like being a little bit more lazy, right? And you can kind of like make excuses like, oh, I need this rest. I need to, but if you're, you know, it's just about finding a balance that works for you, I guess. And just like, you know, you got to be able to know how to reach those goals. And if you're moving too slowly, or if you're not seeing any progress after a while, you got to, you know, realize that you might need to make a change to that.
100%. And I think that it's important to know too how important rest actually is in terms of growth, because I think it was Peak Performance was the book I read on Audible. It was called Peak Performance, and it was basically how to maximize yourself as an athlete. And they talked about these two words basically the entire book, and it was stress and rest, right? So you must stress the body and the mind to grow it, right? But you have to rest for that stress to actually work, right? So without the rest, the stress actually makes you worse if you're just stress. But when you stress and rest and then stress again, that's how you grow over time. So that's why it's extremely important that we have rest mentally and physically. Man, we covered a lot of things there. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Aaron?
So what I was going to say earlier, there's ways to work on like how much rest you need. Like if you like want to optimize your performance and want to be able to like rest less. Like if you don't want to have to rest as much, there's ways to do that through like, you know, your diet and like your daily habits and how much sleep you're getting and things like that. And while it's important to rest, if you really want to like get better, there's things that you can work on that it'll make you not have to rest as much, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
100%. And, basically, as a recap, gatekeepers, to go over what we talked about in this rest podcast. The first is Knowing when you're overtraining and receiving that burnout is basically when you're doing one thing over and over and your results are deteriorating because you're doing it too much. And the two biggest words with that is stress and rest, right? So rest is a key component of being able to slowly grow over time. And the compound effect that Coach Aaron talked about is not possible without rest. And another extremely important factor is knowing the difference between rest mentally and rest physically, right? Because you can still rest physically, but not rest mentally. And that's still just as bad to prevent burnout, right? And then the last thing I wrote that we covered that was really good that Aaron talked about, when you're becoming overwhelmed with your thoughts, our brain dumps, right? Being able to organize yourself, being self-aware of what you're actually doing to build your workouts and the rest that you actually need. Is there anything you wanted to add to that, Aaron?
Oh, I just, that's the main thing, is just try not to get too much on your plate. Try to be able to balance everything out. And, you know, it's easy to get bogged down when you're trying to improve in a bunch of different ways, but you know, like those, just being able to organize that is super key.
And I think a good way to basically test, be your own thermometer, is knowing how much you're actually enjoying it. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to have to do things that we don't want to do, maybe work out really early in the morning or things of that nature. But if you're still enjoying the process, you're probably in a pretty good balance between, and seeing results, you're probably at a good balance between stress and rest. Right. But if you're putting in so much work and you're still not enjoying it, maybe it's time to take a little step back, or maybe you're not putting in enough work and you're not enjoying it. Right. Then it's probably put the pedal to the metal a little bit more. You know what I mean? So basically how your state of mind is can tell a lot of how well your balance is between stress and rest. Awesome. Did you want to go into a quick speed round?
Yep. I got a question.
All right.
What is the, I know it's Thanksgiving this week, but I'm moving ahead a little bit. What is the number one thing on your Christmas list right now?
That's a good question, because the last 4 years I've had nothing on my Christmas list.
I know. I don't really know either, but.
So this is something I got to think of. My mom said a new phone could be a good idea, so you can get better videos. Yeah. Have you seen the camera on the new phones?
No, but my camera on my phone sucks. So
yeah, it's crazy what the new ones can do, apparently.
Yeah.
So more camera work for CTG. What about you?
I don't know. I'm kind of trying to get myself into lifting a little bit more. So maybe, you know, like some. And trying to, you know, gain my weight up. So some protein powder or something like that, I guess, would be my.
That's a good Christmas gift.
Yeah. It's expensive, dude. It's, why is
protein
it so
powder
expensive?
Is expensive.
It's ridiculous.
It's very expensive. But you can get the protein powder at ctghoops.com that we get off Amazon. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right. Now I have to think of something good since you thought of Christmas. All right. What's your favorite Christmas gift of all time?
Man, I don't even remember a lot of them. I do remember, like, when I was like really little, I remember being super excited when we first got the Wii.
Oh, same.
I remember that was like, I like called all my friends. I was like, guys, I just got the Wii. Come over, let's play. I remember that, but I can't really think of any other gifts that I was like super excited about.
Honestly, that would be one of mine too.
I mean, I'm sure there was, but yeah.
When the Wii was super popular, that was a good time.
Oh, so fun. Yeah.
All right, gatekeepers. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Off the Court. Just remember that rest is a key component to growing yourself slowly over time. And we can't have stress without rest, right? So rest is extremely important to prevent burnout and overtraining. So make sure you self-observe yourself and you know where you're at. To build the workouts necessary to grow yourself the best. I'm Coach Jack. This is Coach Aaron. We're out, baby. Peace.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Off the Court. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please don't forget to leave reviews if you haven't yet. This helps us with engagement and helps us rank higher to make an influence on more basketball lives. I also strongly encourage you guys to check out our free ebook download that's 25 pages long, How to Unlock the Mental Side of the Game. I was a player that was constantly grinding and constantly working, and it was really hard for me not to see results from the amount of work I was putting in. But this ebook that I wrote dives exactly into those types of questions, I was completely ignoring the most important part of basketball, which is the mental side of the game. So the 25-page ebook that I wrote is for you guys to give yourselves a leg up on your competition and almost like a secret weapon. I call it the basketball cheat code. Also, check out our website, ctghoops.com. On there, we got tons of programs that you guys can download to make yourselves a better basketball player. We have the CTG Productivity Notebook, helping you guys become addicted to productivity. Of course, in-person training. We are located now in multiple cities. And then we have the CTG blog, free education on becoming your best basketball self. Lastly, follow all our social media pages at CTG Hoops, where we post multiple times a day, trying to make you the best player and person that you can be. All the links for these are down in the description below. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you guys check out all the other episodes of Off the Court, and make sure you're ready for next week's episode. I'm Coach Jack. We out, baby. Peace.